A new report says we need better regulations to keep a type of Asian carp in check. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service commissioned the report on the commercial grass carp industry. Grass carp are one of four species of Asian carp officials are concerned about. It's used to control vegetation in lakes and ponds, and some people like to eat them. But officials worry if they get out of control, they could eat plants that ducks, geese, and native fish need. In Michigan, it's illegal to possess grass carp. But the report points out laws on grass carp vary widely by state. Todd Turner is with the Midwest region of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
There's still a number of states that are allowing what we call diploid grass carp to be utilized within their state waters. And what that means is it's a reproductively viable grass carp.
Other states only allow stocking of sterile grass carp. So there's a patchwork of state rules. The report calls for a national strategy to reduce the risk these carp will get into places we don't want them to be. Tammy Newcomb is the Senior Water Policy Advisor for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, and she joins me now. Hello.
Hello.
How widespread are grass carp in the Great Lakes region?
Well, grass carp right now are what we call a little bit of background noise. So in the 70s, Michigan, for example, prohibited grass carp, and we did a mass effort to try and get grass carp eradicated from any place that we knew they were there. Through time, however, some states have still allowed what we call triploid grass carp, which means that technically they're not supposed to be able to reproduce, into some management scenarios where, you know, they may want to control vegetation in a golf course pond or something like that. And so what we see is some escape from those, and then a little bit of residual still left over. But with any triploidy program, there's always the possibility that one or two fish may still be diploid or be able to reproduce.
A few years ago, researchers found evidence that grass carp are reproducing in Lake Erie. How concerned are you about that?
Well, we're concerned. Michigan is concerned. And last summer, late last summer, we actually did a response exercise. And the exercise was geared towards what would we do if we found bighead or silver carp, which is really a grave concern for us, in tributaries to Lake Erie. As you know, we had some positive eDNA in that area a couple years ago. But the exercise, during the course of that exercise, we decided to try and get our hands on some of these grass carp so that we could get some additional information. We know a couple of things. We know that there was evidence of natural reproduction in that we have some young fish that are out there in Lake Erie. So we see fish that are a couple years old, and then we see a little bit older, and then we see really old, and they're not triploid, so they're diploid fish. So that tells us we probably have had some evidence of a spawning event.
Now, what are you planning to do this year to look for Asian carp in the Great Lakes region?
Fish and Wildlife Service is our partners in the surveillance and monitoring program, and Fish and Wildlife Service will be out conducting the water sampling for eDNA. And so I once again expect that we'll be doing the high priority watersheds, those places where we are concerned that serve as sort of the sentinels, the gateway sentinels for us. Southern Lake Michigan, we did test Saginaw Bay last year. We may do that again this year. And then, of course, the west end of Lake Erie, we'll keep up on that.
Tammy Newcomb is the Senior Water Policy Advisor for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for your interest.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.